football season is coming our way. Matt Charbonneau is the defined Detroit news writer who covers Michigan State football as well as men's basketball. Matt's fresh back from 2 days in Chicago for the Big Ten football conferences. Matt, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell me about Chicago and what you learned in following your blog. I noticed that Penn State was at the forefront of what was going on there.
Yeah, obviously that kind of took center stage there. A lot of the questions from people were whether teams were going to be going after current Penn State players, you know, players that are on the roster right now. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. You looked at teams, Michigan State, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nebraska, teams like that, that, you know, quite frankly, they're kind of near the top of the Big Ten. Those are teams that aren't going after players at Penn State. They were more taking the stance of if a Penn State player came to them, they would listen, whereas, you know, teams like Illinois, maybe Purdue, Indiana, like that, kind of had the stance of they need to do what they can to compete, so they were going to, you know, try and find players wherever they could. So it was kind of interesting dynamic to see who was willing to go after them, who was kind of going to sit back. And so that was obviously the big question early on. So that was, as you know, was really at the forefront.
All right, so beyond Penn State, tell us about the top stories.
Well, really, for Michigan State these days, it's kind of they're in a different spot now. They're the team that's won 11 games 2 years in a row, and you know people want to know do they have what it takes to get back to the Big Ten championship? Obviously, for them, the big question marks this year and from media around the Big Ten was Andrew Maxwell. Can he be the guy to replace Kirk Cousins? And you know, Andrew's such a the guy is so much like Kirk Cousins. I mean, he handles himself so well that the people came away from that really impressed with him. Now for him, it's just a matter of getting it done on the field. But that's, you know, that's obviously quarterback's a big position. That's what everyone looks at. So needless to say, that was a lot of the questioning for Michigan State coming out of there. Can Andrew Maxwell be the guy? Can he replace Kirk Cousins? And I think really that's the biggest question for people out there. And they think if he can come, you know, if he can do that fairly well, you're going to see Michigan State right there in the mix again.
What do you think? Can he get it done?
Yeah, I think he can. I really do. I think he's got everything it takes. I do believe there's absolutely going to be some growing pains along the way. I think you will see it early in the season. There's going to be times when we're wondering if he's the right guy, but I think that's just going to be from an experience of, you know, actual game time. But, you know, with the defense Michigan State has, the running game they should be able to have, you know, I think that's going to be enough to kind of get him through some of the tough times he's going to have early. But, you know, I think with the physical ability, the smarts this guy has, you know, and he has everything it takes to be a good quarterback, and I think he's going to be able to do it.
Well, we know who the favorites are. A lot of folks are picking Wisconsin and Michigan. Michigan State's also been picked out as a favorite. Who's a dark horse team we should be keeping an eye on, Matt?
A lot of people, you know, Nebraska's not getting much attention at all. I hate to say dark horse, but, you know, not many people pick them. Obviously, in the leaders division for Wisconsin at this point with Ohio State and Penn State being ineligible, it's going to be tough for anybody besides Wisconsin to win that division. So I think you're going to see the real race over here in the Legends with Michigan State. They got most of the votes from the media, but I think Nebraska is a good, solid team that could beat either Michigan or Michigan State. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I think absolutely they can be right in the mix. They've got a very potent running game. The defense lost a few players, but I don't think it's going to be, you know, as big a loss as some people think. I think Nebraska's right in the mix. They're going to play Michigan at home. I think that's going to be big for them. So I think for Nebraska, it's going to come down to the game of Michigan State. If they can pull that off, they could be the champion of that division and in Indy. Maybe not a lot of people saw that.
Matt, when do the players report to camp, and what's going to be their schedule before school starts?
Players will report on this Friday. They'll hit the practice field Saturday, and they'll go from that point right up until the week before that first game is when they'll kind of hit into kind of like a game mode type week. So we'll get a chance to see them on Saturday, then they'll have a media day on Monday. We get to see them a couple times a week. You know, for the next few weeks, they'll have two scrimmages through August, and that week right before Boise, they'll go into game mode. So, it's starting quick, and then they'll go at it right away.
We've always known that Michigan State men's basketball coach Tom Izzo likes to recruit the state strongly, and he likes the Midwest, especially Ohio and Indiana in that Fort Wayne area. Minneapolis he has recruited, but he is really hitting Chicago hard, and Michigan State is in the mix for some of the nation's best players over the next several years. Tell us about that.
Yeah, obviously he's been in on a lot. I mean, everyone knows Jabari Parker is the big guy coming out of there next year, and Tom's really been after him for a few years. Chicago's a tough place to recruit, so, you know, not only are you recruiting against, you know, Illinois has always done well there, but you're looking at the other big schools in the country. A guy like Mike Krzyzewski, you know, is a Chicago guy, so he's always recruited Chicago well. So it's not like you're just going into Chicago and competing against maybe the Big Ten teams or Kentucky or Kansas. You know, everyone's in Chicago, so it's a tough place to recruit, but, you know, it's Michigan State's a premier program, and Tom Izzo, I tell you, he's worked Chicago hard. I mean, we'll see what happens with Jabari Parker, but he has absolutely put in his time recruiting that guy, and he's not the only one there. We've seen him there with a few guys. So it's a tough place to recruit, but I think, you know, Tom is definitely putting his time in there.
And before I let you go, Matt, I want to jump back to football quickly. Folks coming to games at Spartan Stadium are going to notice some upgrades.
Yeah, the scoreboard, that's been a big thing. You know, people, if they go by now, they're going to see, you obviously can see them. And that was kind of a big thing for Michigan State. Obviously, they couldn't really, you know, repair the old ones they had there too much anymore. Those things are getting pretty old. So it's going to be one of the, I feel like they told us the fifth biggest scoreboard out there or video board. So it's going to be pretty impressive. They've updated the whole sound system with it. So they're in the process of kind of getting all the bugs figured out now, which I guess is as difficult as getting them up physically. So it's going to be interesting. I know the team's excited about it and looking forward to it. They say it's going to change the dynamic of watching the game there. So especially the first two of the first couple games, they're going to be at night, and that should make it even more interesting. So it's certainly going to be different, and I think fans are going to like what they see.
All right, can't wait. You can follow Matt Charbonneau at the Detroit News. He's on Twitter. He's got a blog. He's all over the place. Matt, we'll be talking with you as we get into the summer some more here. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
It's the Tony Connolly Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com, 69 degrees on this beautiful Tuesday morning on 1320 WILS.